This call is being recorded.
So, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance, dancing together to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now, visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame, this brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up, swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now, take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now, look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, Thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done, by the power and might of a thousand suns. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing. As you take several deep breaths, breathing in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind, just let that go out with the exhalation of your breath. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go, and becoming more and more centered within yourself. As you take a deep breath now, breathing in through your nose, breathe in the light. And exhale gently out through your lips. Any negativity, any darkness, just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and your chakra centers and become aware of all 9 chakra centers that have become activated and reactivated in all of you. And pay particular attention to the alignment of those chakras along your spinal cord, starting from just below your feet with the Earth Star chakra, all the way up through above the top of your head to the Soul Star chakra, and the 7 chakras in between. And focus now on each of the chakras in turn and the particular color of that chakra. But it's not the color that you are so attuned to, but rather the vibrational frequency of that color, that the intensity. When you raise the intensity of the color in each of the chakras, you are raising the frequency vibration within that chakra. And when you raise the frequency vibration within each chakra center, you are also raising the vibration of the associated glandular structure that is within your body, the gland that is associated with that chakra. And all is about bringing about balance. So focus now on the Earth Star chakra just below your feet and see that as a deep earth brown color. And know that this is your connection to Gaia. Whenever you ground yourself, you are grounding within this chakra. Many people think it is the root chakra at the base of the spine that they're grounding to the earth. But no, it is the Earth Star chakra below your feet. So now, moving up to your root chakra at the base of the spine, see that is a deep ruby red color, bright, bright ruby red. Then moving up to the next, orange, brilliant, bright orange. To the solar plexus area, yellow, bright, bright yellow as the sun. To your heart center, deep blue-green, and just above your heart center, the high heart center, which has also become reactivated within all of you. all of the light workers, light warrior community, all have been reactivated in these areas. So now move up to, oh, and that is the magenta color. Magenta, brilliant, bright, high frequency vibration magenta. Then to your throat area. Sky blue. And your third eye in the middle of your forehead. Purple or indigo. And your crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver. And then your soul star chakra just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, as you focus on all of those chakra centers and the alignment of those chakras and the brilliance, the intensity of each of the colors, know that you have just raised the vibration within all of those chakras, which again has now also raised the vibration within the glands associated within those chakras. And you may even be feeling the vibration within your spinal cord, within your physical body as well, as you have not yet left your physical form, as we are about to do now. So as you focus on all of those chakras, see all of them coming together, merging as one into the soul star chakra, into that brilliant white, and see all of the colors, all of the chakras merging now into the soul star chakra, which now becomes your light body or your Merkaba light vehicle, your Merkaba. And see that now, feel that, feel the vibration within that as you, your conscious knowing self, move into that soul star chakra or that light body now, which is a combination of your etheric, your astral, and your physical body as well. And you may want to visualize this as the Merkaba light vehicle, as a vehicle itself, as a three-dimensional six-pointed star. This is your vehicle of travel now in the higher dimensions that you are now about to do as you let yourself lift up in your Merkaba light vehicle, in your light body, and just see yourself rising now, feel yourself rising, see your physical body falling behind you now, below you, as you rise up and get that sensation of being separate now from your physical form. Even as you are simply imagining this, or you believe you are just imagining this, it is real, it is reality. You are doing more than imagining here. You are creating in this process. You are the creator and the created at the same time. So now create. And let yourself rise up higher and higher, up through the clouds, through the sky, until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. And become aware now of all of the millions of ships that are out here, as well as the planets of the solar system and the sun. And if you look beyond the solar system into the galaxy, you can look all the way out to the galactic central sun as well. And then beyond that, into galaxy after galaxy after galaxy, billions of galaxies beyond this galaxy, all having a central sun, all having a connection to the cosmic source, the universal cosmic source. Continue out until you reach that cosmic source, the universal cosmic source. It is simply done with your imagination, with your visualization, and your beingness. For as you are visualizing, you are being this. So connect all the way out through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, all the way to the central sun of the universe. And when the one spoke of the thousands of blazing suns. This is what she was speaking of here. The power of a thousand suns. Actually, a power of a billion suns and more. Many, many billions. The immense power. Feel it. Experience it. Even just a small bit of it. You cannot withstand the immenseness of this. But allow the connection there. Connect to cosmic source now. Connect to the all that is, the creator, the prime creator of this universe. Then as you are able to move all the way to the universal sun, now find your way moving all the way back down through all of the central suns. But know that there is a vibrational frequency, an energy, a powerful energy that is coming back with you now. It has been coming down from many, many millennia through all of these central suns. Energy, waves coming down. And as you come back to the earth, see those energy waves that have been coming down for many thousands and thousands and millions and billions of years. These energy waves becoming stronger and stronger and stronger over time. And see these waves now coming into the sun of this solar system. And then from the sun down to the earth, down to Gaia. And know that these vibrational frequency waves, these gamma waves, gamma light, have been coming down for quite some time now, raising the vibrational frequency of the planet. Now, if you would, just for a moment, let your imagination go. Let your mind wander here into the possibilities and probabilities of the great central flash, the great flash of light. It has been coming to this planet, is in process of coming to this planet. And see it now striking the planet from the sun of this solar system. A great flash of light of higher consciousness, higher vibrational frequency coming to the planet, striking the planet, sending light waves all across the planet. And wherever there are dark pockets, darkness, shadows, are now illuminated by this light, where they can do nothing but be illuminated by the light. And just as this light has been coming to the planet for quite some time and has been illuminating the shadows, bringing those that are in the shadows into the truth of light, or into the light of truth. See it all happening now. Frequency vibration increasing across the planet. And all of the old programming, the old matrix, the old third dimensional illusion fading away. Becoming as it must within the light. Darkness cannot continue within the light. Light will always illuminate the dark. Know that all of those that do not turn to the light shall be consumed by the light. Now, for a moment, let yourselves feel a higher vibrational frequency. Feel the flash of light and what that would be like, what that will be like. And what it is already like at the higher dimensions. For all that you're experiencing now, in this moment, has already occurred in the higher dimensional frequencies. And feel that expression of love, of oneness, of peace, of calmness. Feel it in your astral and etheric body. Let it wash over you. And allow yourselves now to begin to move back toward your physical body, bringing your Merkaba light vehicle or your light body back into your physical form, your astral and etheric body back into your physical body. To bring that light, that love, that peace, that oneness, that calmness, bring it back in with you. Feel it throughout your body now, throughout your physical form. Let the energy, the waves of energy, move through your physical form to every part of your body, through your bloodstream, energizing all of the elements of your blood carrying light throughout your body. Feel the immense calmness and relaxation within you now. As you begin to come back more into your body. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am Sananda. And I come to be with you at this time. In these continuing moments of great change, change that is upon you, change that is within you, change that is all around you, for this is the time where all of you either have already or are beginning more and more to connect with your higher God selves, to connect with the Father within, connect with the cosmic source within each and every one of you. That is what this is all about. That is what you came here for. When you volunteered to accompany me as Sananda to this realm. All coming together as one, as light warriors together. No longer just simply light workers, but you are all now light warriors, because you are all spreading the light of truth, the light of love, in one way or another. Whether it is with the spoken word or simply with your thoughts, you are spreading light everywhere. For as you think it, so it shall be. Know that. When you think a positive thought, that positive thought reverberates throughout the cosmos. And all of those that are attuned to the cosmos, all of those that are attuned to the universal mind, are able to pick up those thoughts and, in a sense, become those thoughts. So this is how you are creating the new reality around you and within you. It is no longer about programming. It is no longer about following the programming. That is the third dimensional illusionary matrix. To be controlled. To allow yourselves to be controlled. But no longer. You are moving beyond the control of others and into the warmth and acceptance of your own higher God self. And know that as you connect more with your higher God self, there is nothing that you cannot accomplish. But remember, it is not me that doeth the works, but the Father within me. I and my Father are one. Say that to yourselves each and every day. I and my Father are one. Or I and my Mother, Father, God are one. Whatever you feel works for you best. Say it and mean it. Know that you are connected. You have never not been connected. It is just the programming that has separated you from your higher God self or the knowing of that connection. When you ask for the connection, know that as you ask, you shall receive. That is a universal law that cannot be denied. You ask and you will receive, always, no exception. But it is the belief that makes the difference. Remember, believing is seeing, not the other way around any longer. You have been brought up to believe. You have to see it to believe it. But it is exactly the opposite of that. You have to believe it first, and then you shall see it. So trust, my friends, my brothers, my sisters. Trust in yourselves. Trust in each other. Trust in the guides that work with you. Trust in the higher God self within you and the connection that you already have. For again, it cannot be denied. It is always there, always has been there, and always will be there. Remember, you are the God source within you. I am Sananda. I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to move forward in the light and continue to spread the light to all of those that are ready to hear it, all of those that are ready to feel it and experience it. The light of truth.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Om. Greetings to one who serves here, and Krishna is here, and we are ready to continue with this program that we have started with all of you quite some time ago here, and the training process that you are in with us. For we are training you to be us. And that is important for you to know that you are to be the ascended ones, the ascended masters. When you have ascended, or when you have mastered the old programming and mastered the old ways here and mastered the third dimensional illusion,
in a sense, as James said earlier, to become the Neos. All of you, each and every one of you, have that ability within you, have that creative ability within you. For again, you are the creators and the created at the same time. So you all have the ability to ascend beyond the matrix. That is what you are all here to do, to ascend yourself and to help others to move through their ascension process as well. You are the way showers. You are, in a sense, the John the Baptists that come before the Messiah. The Messiah being the Christ consciousness, not the return of Yeshua necessarily, but the return of the Christ consciousness within all of man, all of mankind that are ready to receive it. It is here. You just need to accept that consciousness within each and every one of you. We are ready now for your questions, if you have them. You can unmute your phones now and ask your questions.
I have a question.
Yes.
Why is paradox so powerful?
Please explain your question a little bit further here.
Okay, Bashar, and I think among others, explains that if you're in a position where you're in the, I guess, the apex of seeming opposites, that you're actually in a position of power, being in the paradox, being in the paradox. And I'm not sure why that's so powerful. Does that help?
I will say to you that when you connect with your higher God self, it will appear to you as a paradox. It will appear to you as can be either one way or the other way or no way. And you will understand that with that connection. We cannot explain it directly to you until you experience it. Sometimes, as you have a saying, you have to be shown rather than told here. So you need to be shown this and understand the connection to the all that is and the all that is not, to the creation itself and the uncreation of self, you see. There is so much, and you are speaking of this paradox, but we cannot go into too much, for it is, and we do not like to use this terminology, but we have to at this point. It is, in a sense, beyond the third dimensional understanding here of this expression. But again, when you are shown this, you will understand it. Shoshana, perhaps you have perspective here?
We will give our perspective. Dear sister, if you wish for our perspective.
I do, please.
Dear sister, we hear you say that when you find yourself in a paradox, it is a position of power. Is that correct?
Yes, and that's what I've heard.
And we will tell you why that is. You are in a position of power because now you have knowledge of both. You have knowledge of the oneness. You have knowledge of the duality. You understand both, you see. So it is the knowledge that gives you the strength and the power to see the validity or lack of validity therein. Namaste.
There you go.
Namaste. That makes sense. Thank you.
Very good. Are there further questions here? No further questions?
Well, I'll add, ask one, another one, if I may.
Yes.
So, if we're channeling our higher selves, and you may say something that you hadn't thought about, and it comes through, and it's like, okay, that makes sense. That's my higher self coming in with some wisdom. How much of it, how much can be our, us, ourselves on this, in this plane, in this existence? Like if we say something, is it automatically, or say something that's funny, is it a given that it's the higher self saying something funny, or what part of it is our actual personality? I don't quite get that.
It is difficult to say, for it is different for everyone. But understand that when you receive information from your higher God self or from your guides, whatever it might be, it is not the messenger that counts, it is the message and how it resonates within you as that message comes forward. If it feels right to you, and if it feels right to you, then whether it is your own thought process or if it is some other higher thought process from another being or even your higher God self, it matters not how or where it comes from. Just know that it is something to take within yourself and move forward with that understanding. You see? Shoshana.
We have perspective here. Dear sister, may we add here?
Yes, please.
One who serves has given the answer, you see. But we will tell you that it is not for you to analyze. It is not for you to assign percentages to what is your higher self and what is you, because you are your higher self. You and your higher self are one, you see. So the important thing here is to understand that you are integrated, that you, what you say, your higher self says, you see. And that may be a paradox, but that is the reality of the situation, rather than questioning what part is you and what part is higher self. Simply accept and acknowledge that you and your higher self are one. Namaste.
Very good. Yes, as Ananda said earlier, I and my father are one. Or I and my mother, father, God are one. Or whatever it is that works for you. Are there any further questions here?
Thank you.
I do have one.
Yes.
This might have been done before, but I don't remember it happening. But instead of doing the meditation and all the preparation for this channeling, is it possible that James and Joanna could start a channeling where it's all question and answer instead of just a little bit at the end like we're doing now? Because I know every time I'm listening, I think of questions, especially when other people are asking questions. And we run out of time because I guess James gets tired or something, but just wondering if the entire session could be question and answer.
We could make a suggestion here that might alleviate that. And that is, as you are receiving a question within yourself, write it down. Do not try to remember it for the next time, but write it down for the next time. And that will help you crystallize your thought process as well, that when you are ready to ask the question, it will have been well thought out at that point. And when you are able to ask a more direct, specific question, that is the way you receive the answers as well. See? Shoshana, do you have something?
Well, we will add here. We'll add our perspective here to this one's inquiry. May we add, dear brother?
Of course.
It is important here that a meditation and a message comes through for all of you. And within the message are answers, if you are listening. Within that message are answers to many queries that you make. It is not just a message. It is complete with answers, knowledge, and wisdom. That is what the message gives, you see. And it is for all. Now, in terms of having an entire session of questions and answers, we understand that there is a format for that. It is a personal session that one could ask for and ask all the questions that they have on their minds, you see. But to have a complete session of just questions and answers would eliminate the message of the higher ones to us that, again, are complete with answers, knowledge, and wisdom, if you are listening. Namaste.
And we would say here, imagine the book or the books that could be written from all of this knowledge, this information, this guidance you have been receiving over many years here. That is all recorded, all kept in place, that if one had the tenacity and the guidance to move forward, would write amazing books from all of this to impart the knowledge that you are all receiving during these times.
We will also remind everyone that every call is recorded. And if you wish to hear the message and glean the knowledge from the message, you can listen over and over and over again, because we believe all answers have been given and that the recipients of these answers have not advanced enough to hear the answer. And that is why we must repeat and we must listen over and over. And even the ascended masters once again go through this process where they are listening for the guidance that is given to them, and they practice that. It is just the way it is. Namaste.
Yes. Very good. Would there be any further questions here before we release channel?
Hey, greetings, Moses here.
Yes.
And I wanted to understand when the next phase of ascended masters come to show the people the way, what gift are they going to be given? In the past, Prophet Moses was given the gift of magic because that was considered, you know, something impressive at those times. In the times of Prophet Yeshua, you know, he was given the gift of healing because that was important and impressionable at the time. Prophet Muhammad was given the gift of memorizing and recitation because that was admirable at the time. So what gift will be given to the coming ascended masters? And if we are perhaps to be upgraded and, you know, choose to take on such mission, will something happen to trigger those gifts and release the blocks that many of us have preventing us from showing our innate gifts? Or, you know, will something else be arranged for so that, because we are dealing with lately I've been dealing with people that are just cynical. They really, you know, even if they have some level of curiosity, they are just, you know, taking it almost as, you know, something to be made fun of in a very cynical way. And people are going to need to see signs. So that's my question. Thank you.
We will tell you that, first of all, you are the next phase of the ascended masters. So you are the ones that are being prepared. You being those that are listening here, those that resonate to these words, those that are able to resonate to many different sources that are coming through and speaking to all of the light working, light warrior community here. You are the next phase of ascended masters. And you will actually actually you are in the process of receiving those gifts, as you are saying here, gift of healing, gift of magic, gift of speech, different types of things that will come to you to be to enable you to go about your mission and be the connection to the God source, to help that connection rather to the God source with all of those that are ready for that connection as well. So you will receive what you need in the moment. But again, it is believing is seeing. So you need to continue to move beyond the programming to be able to be ready to receive the gifts of spirit. Okay?
We wish to share here. Yes. May we share, dear brother?
Yes, of course.
Dear brother, we hear your inquiry and we hear once again that you are seeking proof, that your idea of evidence is important here, and that if only these people would be given a sign, would be given knowledge, would be given the way, they would not be so cynical. Well, that is not true. And we will tell you why. You are in a matrix. You are in a third dimensional matrix filled with cynics, filled with people that do not believe, filled with people that are deeply programmed. But that is not your concern, once again. Your concern is for yourself, and that you walk the path of ascension, that you walk the path of purity, that you walk the path of enlightenment, that you walk the path of understanding the I Am presence in you. And when you do that, the cynics will go away. They will not even show up in your reality, because you are walking the path of ascension. You are walking the path of enlightenment. And the cynics will not, you will not even care. If they approach you, you will not even acknowledge this, you see. So we will tell you that your questioning is based on proof. And proof is not a characteristic of the fifth dimensional realm. Proof is the characteristic of the analytical world that you live in, that is unfortunate, because you can never have proof. True proof does not lie externally to you. It is within you. And we will once again acknowledge the great message that was given, and we hope you heard it, that you must ask, and that you will receive if you ask with all of your heart and all of your soul. So if you wish to have a gift bestowed on you, you must ask for it. You must walk the path of enlightenment, and you must disregard all that pulls you down, including those cynics that reside in the third dimensional matrix. Namaste.
And we would add here that there were those that witnessed the so-called miracles of Yeshua and still did not believe. There were even those that received the miracles from Yeshua and did not believe.
And he continued on his path.
Exactly. Yes.
That is the point.
Yes, very much so. We need to release channel. We take one more question if there is. Otherwise, we are done for the time.
I have a question.
Yes, one more then yes.
I'd like to ask the question, what is the significance of the pyramids? There are thousands of them on this earth. And that is a thing I have wondered about. I'm always drawn to these pyramids. So could you please give the answer? If not, I understand.
We cannot give you directly the significance of the pyramids, but understand that there is much to them that has not been given, certainly to the general public. Those of you that are in the process of ascension, moving through this transition here, many of you have understood and are understanding that there is so much more to the pyramid structure and the particular way the pyramids were formed and all of these things that have been held back from the general population here. So understand that there is so much to the particular structure of those pyramids and the mathematical equation of bringing the pyramids together and what occurred in those pyramids, not only in the Great Pyramid in Egypt, but all throughout the world, as you are saying. And then there are many more that have not yet been rediscovered here as well, that are still buried deep within the ground and within the waters. So much will be coming forward here as the one Edgar Casey said quite some time ago, Atlantis will rise again. So there is much, much more that is coming. You will experience a great deal of understanding into the mysteries of the pyramids, where they came from, who built them, all of these things will come to light of truth here. Shoshana, do you have anything you add here?
We can add. May we add, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, here is the reality of the pyramids. They hold the ancient secrets, you see, that would free all of mankind to move about all dimensions, you see. That is what they hold. They are on the third dimensional plane, the earth, you see. And the people of the earth have made a mockery of this. They have sown stories of slaves pulling big stones and building these great pyramids. The truth has not been revealed because your world is not ready for it. There are many that know the secrets. There are many that use the secrets. There are many, many that have studied the pyramids, that have visited the pyramids, that have experienced the dimensional divide that exists within the pyramids. There are many, you see. But we will reduce this down once again to the answer is they hold the secrets of eternal life. Namaste.
Wonderful.
Well, I understand that it has to do with the sacred geometry, which I have studied, and it has to do with the number three, because pyramids are shaped in three, you know, three sides. So I don't know why I'm so drawn to them, unless I was here during the Egyptian time. But anyway, thank you both, because that answered my question really well. Thank you.
Yes, namaste.
Very good. And we are ready to release channels. Shoshana, do you have any parting message here?
We will just say that what is important here is that you, each one of you, live your life with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and understand that the dimension that you occupy is occupied by many that do not share your view. And that will continue until the world itself is enlightened. And you must continue on your path regardless of who says anything to you or disagrees with you. It does not matter, because you know the truth. Namaste.
Very good. And we simply say, find relaxation within your life in terms of not getting emotionally involved in anything that is happening around you. Just be who you are and relax through your life. Just let your life flow. Go with the flow, as we have said many times. And you will find that if you go with the flow, you will be taken exactly where you need to be. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
And thank you all. It was beautiful.